led by Vice Admiral Shoji Nishimura and supported by Vice Admiral Kiyo Hideshima, would cross the Sulu Sea and approach Leyte from the south through Surigao Strait. On the morning of October 25th, after their thousand-mile journeys through perilous waters, Kurita's and Nishimura's battleship groups would rendezvous at 9 a.m. off Leyte Island's eastern shore, encircling the islands like hands around a throat. Then they would turn their massive guns on MacArthur's invasion force. Japan would at last win the decisive battle that had eluded it in the 28 months since the debacle at Midway. Kurita's grandfather had been a great scholar of early Meiji literature. His father, too, had been a distinguished man of learning, author of a magisterial history of his native land. In the morning, Takeo Kurita, who preferred action to words, would make his own contribution. Off Samar. Gathered around the radio set in the Combat Information Center of the destroyer escort USS Samuel B. Roberts, they listened as 100 miles to their south, their heavier counterparts in the 7th Fleet encountered the first signs that the Japanese defense of the Philippines was underway. There was no telling precisely what their countrymen faced. It was something big, that much was for sure. And yet, until the scale of the far-off battle became too apparent to ignore, they would pretend it was just